You guys have had a couple of days to digest the game on Saturday. Where do you think this team is at right now?
I feel like we're in a good state. Losing is, it leaves a bit of taste in your mouth, but Coach Sumner has a good plan for us, and the guys gonna have to move for it. You know, as captains and as leaders, you're gonna have to push those guys, those younger guys, and get everybody ready for the next week.
What do you think the biggest key is to getting the running game going again?
Just running between the tackles. The pass game correlates with the running game. So, both feed off each other. So, we have to get one going to get the other one going.
Comes first?
Either or. Whatever gets the chains moving. So,
yeah. We have to move. Why do you think y'all haven't been able to run between the tackles?
It's not just a reason why. Obviously, teams are stacking the box, so it's kind of difficult to run the ball in that situation. But when that happens, you have to produce in the pass game. So we have to critique some things in our game and get ready for next week.
Trevion, what would a win on Saturday mean for you guys?
Oh, win on Saturday would be great. It'll surpass us. At this point in our season, give us that boost that we need. But this week we're going to go to the drawing board. Get ready for the week and be ready to do good things Saturday.
What challenges do you expect to see from Auburn's defense?
Auburn has a great defense. Great defensive front. A great set of linebackers, and they kind of struggle at the DBs. Part of that. So we're gonna kind of focus on the pass game and the running game. So we wanna play our ball. Play our ball and do what we do, and play ball and do what Aggies do.
Do you think back to that Auburn game a lot last year? It kind of seemed like one of your kind of breakout games.
Oh yeah, that was a fun game, being true freshman and all. But most importantly, we got the win. Got a win and a crucial win. SEC West opponents, that's a big deal. So we're getting ready for this week and get that win again.
What did that game do for your freshman season?
It kind of put you in a positive state, mentality wise. Gave you that positive boost that you needed, that confidence, and got you ready for the next week and did big things.
You and Keith haven't, been able to reel off the big runs that y'all are accustomed to. Has that been frustrating at times for y'all?
Of course it's frustrating because, it's just the nature of the game and you feel like you have to do your part. But, it's just a part of it. And in a situation like that, I do what, coaches tell me to do. And, if we have to lean on the pass game, and when we do, I have to do my part and block and, run the game as hard as I can.
I know you were banged up earlier. Physically, are you close to 100% right now?
Oh, definitely. I'm 100%.
Ready to go?
Ready to go. Full go. Mm-hmm.
What's it been like for you and Keith to be using the passing game as much as y'all been this year?
Oh, it's fun. Like I said, me and Keith, we're a 1-2 punch, and, we can do it all. And, Keith, he's great in the pass game, and I feel like I'm pretty good in the pass game too, and that really flexes out our offense. It adds that extra attribute to it, so we're gonna have to lean on each other.
You think that makes things a little easier on Kellen when he has an occasional check down from time
to time? Oh yeah, definitely. When you go through your progression, every route is gonna always be open. So in that situation, with a relief blanket, dump it down to us, and we can get an extra few yards.
You got that early kickoff this week. You've played a couple before then, but do you have to create your own energy coming out at 11 o'clock?
Oh yeah, definitely. 11 o'clock game. That's a hard game. That's a hard game. Waking up early. Your wake up call is about 5 a.m., 5-6 a.m. So you got to get yourself ready. You don't have any excuses at that point. You got to get yourself going and get the team going.
Talk about defending the home field. You guys have struggled at Kyle this year. Just talk about how disheartening that is and how you guys want to pick up a win at home this week.
Obviously, not getting win at your home field, it gets barren at moments. But we're a good team, and I feel like we can get it done, and we will get it done this week.
Talk about turning that loss into a positive against Mississippi State. Anything you learned about yourself in the run game that you're going to work on to face Auburn?
The loss, that leaves a bad burden on you, but that puts a chip on your shoulder, give you something to go out there and play harder for it next week. But when we were looking at the film, those little things that we were missing. So it's not that we didn't play to our full potential, because we didn't play our best ball, but we're going to use that as an attribute and get ready for next week.
Colin came in here earlier and said that this November's going to be different than last November, and this team's a little different than it was last year. Mm-hmm. Why is that the case?
Oh, that's definitely the case, because when Coach Hockey came in here, he implemented what Coach Sumner wanted. He wanted us to play even better ball than we did last November, and that's what we're going to do. We worked our whole butt off, whole offseason, and we're ready to go and do big things in November.
Can you tell physically where you are right now going into this month that it was better than a year ago?
Without a doubt. At this point last year, my body felt like beat up, and I didn't feel as strong as I was. But at this point, I feel like I can play a whole another half of the season, a whole another full season. Yeah. And that's tribute to Coach Hockey and his staff, and ready to go.